AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden, with reporters after the NATO summit in Brussels, says other NATO leaders were shocked by the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump.
I think they, like I do, believe the American people are not going to sustain that kind of behavior.
Biden says he's disappointed that Republican leaders in Congress haven't fought back against Trump and his followers.
The consequence of President Trump's phony populism has happened. And it is disappointing that so many of my Republican colleagues in the Senate, who I know better, have been reluctant to take on, for example, an investigation because they're worried about being primaried.
Biden will hold a summit on Wednesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. A variant of the coronavirus leads to a spike in cases in Great Britain. Prime Minister Boris Johnson delaying a lifting of restrictions from next week to next month.
We can give the NHS a few more crucial weeks to get those remaining jabs into the arms of those who need them. And since today, I cannot say that we have met all our four tests for proceeding with step four.
Business leaders in Britain are not happy. The Delta variant, which emerged in India, accounts for more than 90% of the new infections in Britain. States across the U.S. have been easing restrictions. Vermont leads the country with more than 80% of people 12 and over vaccinated. States across the South, way behind. Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee, Georgia, West Virginia, and South Carolina, all in the bottom 10 states. Vice President Kamala Harris visiting South Carolina, where less than 40% of the people have been fully vaccinated. She says the vaccines work.
They are safe and they are free and they are effective.
This is AP News. The pandemic takes a big bite out of Girl Scout cookie sales.
In a normal year, the Girl Scouts raise about $800 million selling their famous cookies like Thin Mints and Samoas. They depend on the cookie sales to fund programming like teamwork building and outdoor activities. But because of the coronavirus, they have an unusual problem this year. Many troops nixed their traditional cookie booths for safety reasons, and they now have 15 million boxes of unsold cookies. Online sales and even a partnership with Grubhub failed to make up the difference. Most of the cookies remain with the Kentucky and Indiana-based bakers. The bakeries say they're working with the Girl Scouts to sell or donate to places like food banks and the military. Some local leaders complain that the pandemic exposed another problem with Girl Scouts. Enrollments are down almost 30% in the last 10 years. I'm Jennifer King.
Brutal heat will top 100 from Southern California to Wyoming. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
Temperatures well above normal. Pretty much all the way from California into the even portions of the plain.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.